B-Pod Studios.
Zolak, Bertrand, and the guy who has to put up with both of them. Party.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Party. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a Finish Strong Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric.
And electric.
128 has teamed up with Ray Bourque to defend the future of the trades. They'll donate up to $25,000 to create scholarships for future trades workers, scholarship applications. Currently live. Apply now at call128.com. How well you know Rich Ornberger?
I know Rich. I was with Rich in Miami, too.
Yeah. He was playing then?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yep.
I thought he was...
I didn't think he was that old.
I did not think he was that old. I'm sorry, not to call you old.
No, but you were at that was your last year, wasn't it, Miami?
Yeah. It was my last year. It could have been like one of his first. And then I think he came here after Miami. Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. He's only... he's 36.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense. Rich Ornberger was drafted in 2009.
I'm thinking of someone else.
There's a guy who had like a salt patch on his white patch on his hair. That wasn't Rich. I'm sorry.
He was 12, but he was big for his age.
I was not playing.
So they put him on the offensive line there with the Dolphins.
Shit. He was born in 1986, so he would have been, was that 99? He was 13.
Yeah, but drafted as a 12-year-old. We're on the same page.
Yeah, I know we are. I'm like, what? Rich Ornberger was playing back in...
A piece of, like, white hair.
Well, Rich Ornberger, I was asking because he played 3 years for the Patriots, and you're a guy who's around the team enough, and you were covering the team here at the Sports Hub.
You know what? I've done some celebrity basketball games with him. We were the old guys, and he was one of the young guys.
Are you sure it was right, Rich Ornberger?
Yeah, Fred Smarlow's specials.
All right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Rich Ornberger is now hosting a sports radio show in San Diego.
Wickedly funny guy, Rich Ornberger.
Do you know him, Hardy?
I've talked to him a couple of times, and he's...
That's a couple more times than Zoe's apparently talked to him.
Well, no, but he's a good follow on Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah, so Rich Ornberger tweeted this out within the last hour. He said, heard some interesting things recently. That the Tom Brady and Bruce Arians honeymoon was over in Tampa. The retirement announcement wasn't because of the trouble seeing eye to eye on the offensive game planning, but the relationship was souring. Apparently, while Arians was rehabbing the Achilles in the early mornings, he's got an Achilles thing.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich and Brady would work on the week's game plan.
Okay.
Bruce Arians would then later come into the office and take a red pen to the work they had done.
Oh.
The QB and the offensive coordinator felt undermined, and there was tension.
Oh. Bye-bye. This makes sense. Makes total sense. You could see the body language. You could see the team struggle during this time. Yep. You'd see Arians and
Well, you would see
Brady,
see Brady like, you know, if you could read lips a little bit and watch the body language, certain plays that would come in critical moments, and he would shake and he would say, like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that, but I thought that was just kind of like the SOP for Brady in Tampa. Like, he was the de facto OC, maybe a bit of a head coach, GM, all that stuff, bringing players in, running the plays he wanted to.
But it felt like it was blessed. He was given the blessing and allowed to do it a year ago, where it seems like Bruce now all of a sudden wanted a little credit.
Yeah. How does Ornberger tweet that it wasn't the reason why he retired, when it clearly had to have been a factor on some level?
I agree, those two are in opposition.
Yeah. Well, you can't say it had nothing to do with it. Well, he's not saying nothing, but he's saying it's not the reason.
Well, this is where the sketchy retirement comes into question, because now Brady looks at it and he's always looking ahead. He knows the situation it's going to be next year. So he knows my only way out, they're not going to just trade me or get rid of me.
Do you think Brady's going to take joy in Bruce Arians looking like a bad head coach again now that he's not there?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to take the red pen to my plan? Guess what, Bruce?
Yeah, have fun with Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, have a good time next year. See if your next guy can bring you a Super Bowl ring the way I did.
See if Trask is ready.
In the first 6 minutes of being around you. Getting you that Super Bowl ring you've been looking for so long. Are you going to take the red pen to my plan? Okay, I'm going home.
It felt like the only thing Arians said down towards the end of the year that was anything near complimentary to Brady was like, it'd be a crime if he's not the MVP. He should be the MVP.
Yeah.
But there was nothing really else said between the two.
Jake, what do you got on Tom Brady?
Well, this is totally unrelated to that. Mark, if you go and check your email from January 8th that I sent you, and you asked me if I watched Married at First Sight, and I responded that I watched real reality TV, and that happened last night at the Olympics, you don't care about it. It made me thankful for Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, because during this cringeworthy reality TV fest that was maybe more real than the Super Bowl, despite the assassination via media, Tom Brady had one of his finest hours under such immense pressure during Super Bowl 49, and Kamila Valieva did not. And here's the thing, and I wanted...
Does anyone care Tom about is,
this? Do you want to look at the ratings here? You want to talk Celtics? How the Celtics lost the Pistons? Or do you want to talk about the world's biggest sports story right now?
I don't know.
Were
our listeners watching figure skating last night?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I caught the recap on the Today Show this morning. Even they are having trouble getting as excited talking about the Olympics. They have left it on the back burner. Jake,
boil this down for us.
You listen to us every day.
The 15-year-old Russian girl that's been doping up with the heart meds. She came in fourth. Was that unjustified? Did they make her fourth because they wanted to punish her, or because? What happened?
No, she fell down.
She absolutely gagged, unlike Tom Brady in Super Bowl 49. And you know what? If you've been watching the Patriots for 20 years, there's a lot of the Patriots dynasty in this thing. There's a mean coach, a bitter old coach, who's literally Bill Belichick.
You got to call a different show. I don't think we're your show on this.
I can't.
I did. You
do
know what
figure
I asked
skating
him?
/ football, really, like relative to. I understand what he's saying. Like,
remember,
there's probably some diabolical Russian coach or something. I don't know.
Do you remember that girl Molly that he called us about? It was on the billboard in New York, and the mother was trying to find her a husband.
No, I can't remember that one.
Yeah, you remember that story, Hardy?
Molly,
I forget what her name was. No. It was the Times Square billboard. Yeah, Molly was her name. Her mom has cancer, and the mother is dying, and put her on the billboard.
Don't remember.
Oh my God. We talked about it with Jake. But anyway, I said she belongs on Married at First Sight. That's what she needs to go on.
Didn't we try to get T-Bone?
We tried to get T-Bone on the show, and the show is currently airing right now.
What a dumbass.
The Boston version, and he could have been on the show.
Oh, that's right.
He could have been on there.
When the last time you think he got any?
I'm not talking about this.
What is he doing right now?
Nothing.
We don't know what he does.
What do you think he's doing?
He could be doing anything.
You know,
weekend getaway with Katerina. Could be anything.
That's not happening. You know that's not happening.
I don't know why.
Why would you even do that?
I don't know why T-Bone didn't want to go for that. Didn't want to go for the Married at First Sight.
Scared.
Could have found love. Family? Although I can tell you from watching this season,
I wouldn't do it.
Doesn't look like anyone's finding a lot of love on that show this season.
Oh, that's it.
I understood why I didn't want to do it.
You know what? At least from what's happened so far, it looks like things are going south for everybody.
Yeah, that's too bad.
In fact, there's one individual on there who decided to leave the show already, and he's a listener of ours.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there stuff like
Chris,
written? Wasn't there stuff?
Hardy, he got hosed. Hosed.
Wasn't there stuff written on the shows like The Bachelor?
A real terror.
Like, more stuff happens on those shows than you think?
What do you mean?
Like, those people, like, when you start whittling down to, like, the final four or final eight, like, stuff happens, you know, with the contestants.
They're not contestants. They get married, and then you follow them.
Are you talking about The Bachelor? It's not The Bachelor. There's some crazy ass stuff that happens.
No, they pair you with someone that you do not know, and then you show up at your wedding, and you get married to someone that you've never met.
Oh, I can't do that. Oh, my God.
Hence the title, Married at First Sight.
I wouldn't do it either if I was him.
You really wanted T-Bone to do it.
I want to watch something. I want to know the person in it. Yeah.
He would have had to do a lot of, like, talking and, you know, gotten personal, which is not his thing.
Putting him in situations where the shirt would come off. Oh, let's see the guns.
He would have been great for it.
What a vision.
I think the phone's froze. I was going to take one more here. Denny, who broke his back and also has something on stink bugs. Happy to hear it, Denny.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good, great
Denny.
Program.
Good.
Listen
Thank
to you all
you.
The time. Yeah, show. My kid broke his back playing football when he was a freshman in high school. He had that a plastic brace on for 6 months.
Oof. But he's okay. And Did he need the surgery? Is he all right?
No surgery. When I came home the last day, he had the brace on. He took it off and he beat it to death with a baseball bat.
Wow.
In the backyard.
Wow. That's something.
But
what'd you have on stink bugs?
Yeah, you don't want to kill him in the house.
Is that right?
Why?
What happens when you do?
Because the stink attracts more stink bugs.
Oh, is that why they call them stink bugs?
No. The stink attracts
more. Attraction.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't kill them. I flush them down the toilet. It's a capture and flush system.
Catch them.
I can't help
you
myself.
You do. You get like a piece of paper, like an 8.5 by 11.
We've all done it.
And you go, okay. Yeah. And then you go in the toilet, flush them away. Then they don't release all that stink in the house, attracting more. Don't kill him in the house. Kill him outside.
I understand. Well, you can go to break
all right,
4 minutes
if that's
ago.
What you want.
Yes.
If that's what you really want.
Yes.
Wow. Zoe thinks this show's humming along. I happen to agree with him.
Unless he got any more riveting trapping tales of you catching bugs in the house.
My buddy just texted me how to kill those birds.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And Bertrand.
It's a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports
right.
show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Don't forget, go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. You've only got 2 days remaining. Enter for a chance to win a trip for two to Florida for the Players' Championship, March 9th through the 14th. I just did a very Boston accent thing there. Did you pick that up, Florida?
Oh,
Florida. You had the R at the end?
You're like Matthew Stafford. I'm bringing a little Southern.
Sometimes that accent sneaks back out from many moons ago. That prize includes daily tournament passes, five-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Jacksonville Riverfront, flights, rental car, round of golf at Hidden Hills Golf Club. It's up there as one of the best prizes we've ever given away.
Absolutely.
It's at our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, and it's all thanks to Florida's First Coast of Golf and Visit Florida. Ooh, Zoe wants to quit sports on the show. He thinks that we should just maybe consider like mixing.
No, we got text from a couple of our listeners.
Like mix it in time to
who
time.
Who I become friendly with said, hey, you guys know I love you. We've been listening to you a long time.
I thought that's
sort
what
of
it was going to be like, you guys are idiots.
Nope.
No.
One of your best shows is what
best.
They love.
This is the best.
It's like one of those mayonnaise days, you know?
And this is the time of year we start rolling them out.
Real quick. I didn't know that woodpeckers were protected. A protected species. You can't kill them.
Pretty much everything is these days.
I think birds in general, tough to kill.
My buddies devised a killer kit.
No, I'm not saying difficult in terms of your ability to kill them. I'm saying kill them legally without getting into trouble. Like, you see geese everywhere.
Well, you know,
you swing a golf club at a goose.
You
start
picking the geese off, you'll go to jail.
It's not just a,
go to jail.
It's not just a curb episode. It's like, oh no, you'll get in a lot of trouble for that.
Did you guys hear about this fish that showed up on the shores of Revere?
I've not.
Within the last couple of days, saw this on NBC 10 Boston.
Revere has fish?
You know what I saw on NBC 10 this morning?
When?
Matt Noyce's recommendations for apparel for the day.
Yeah.
These are my favorite. When he tells you what to wear in terms of the weather.
Okay.
He said this morning, watertight shoes.
Don't own those.
Noontime sweater. Don't have a sweater. And for the drive home, gloves.
Is it like a gag?
No.
Or is it real?
Mr. Rogers? You put your rubbers on for the morning?
One of his weather updates every morning has, you know, you're going to need watertight shoes this morning. You'll need a sweater at noontime and then gloves for the drive home.
Milliken took the advice. He's got a sweater on today.
But Where's that twice a week?
Get into your car and put gloves on?
Here's the story. It's a sturgeon.
Oh, ooh. Those are nasty.
You ever heard of a sturgeon?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know that I knew a lot about sturgeons
down
before.
In Florida.
So he found one. This guy was walking the beach or lives near Revere Beach. Eric, he came across a sturgeon and it was roped and it was on the shore and he took the rope off its tail and tried to get it back into the water to save it, but
couldn't do it.
It didn't make it. And so he posted some pictures online asking if anyone knew what the hell it was. He has since talked to the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife. They went and picked it up, and they're going to figure out what happened to it. Apparently, they're very rare at this time of year
sturgeon,
in that spot.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And it looks like a dinosaur fish.
Yeah.
Nasty looking.
It looks like a dinosaur washed up on the shores of Revere.
That's how Bobby Duvall got his nickname in the movie Armageddon, because his name was Spurgeon, and then at Deep Impact.
Yeah, I knew all the guys in Armageddon. I'm
Spurgeon.
Like,
okay. And then they start calling him sturgeon. They start calling him fish. So his nickname is fish.
There was
freaking,
a kid named
freaking dinosaur in the sand.
Yeah. Spurgeon. It was drafted ahead of Tom Brady during the Brady Six.
It looks like a dinosaur catfish.
Yeah, dinosaur catfish.
It's an ugly fish.
Revere Beach, and that's made me think of this because you're talking about protected animals. That is a very protected, very endangered species. We're losing the sturgeons, man.
It's funny how they'll show up and take care of that, but yeah, one of those whales shows up on a shore and stinks, and they won't let that sucker rot for just weeks.
Matt's morning memo. Is that today's memo, Artie? Big puddles? Some hiding big potholes?
Well, that's the morning memo, but it's like during, I believe, one of the forecasts he gives during the Today Show, that's the what to wear one. They change it up. They do a nice job. There's a lot of work that goes on.
This is a key
here. Even in those updates.
This is a key here. The day to get your car washed, because if there's too much melting, your car gets splattered.
I saw that.
Yep. Sunday is the best day to wash your car.
Get it washed. Sunday's the day. That's helpful.
We're going down to 30 degrees today.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, I think it's.
Yeah. High winds. That's the front. That's that whole wind front.
Are you serious?
There. Yeah.
Wind front?
Dude, everybody's getting snow in like the Midwest. They're getting buried. Coming up right through. That's the wind.
I don't like hearing that.
It's down to 42. It was 60 this morning. It's down to 42 out there right now.
Are you out there right now?
We had 60 mile an hour last night.
We're getting snow tomorrow.
Damn it. Rory in Maine on the sturgeon.
Hey, guys. So I got a good story real quick about the Saco River. If you head down there in the summertime to the mouth of the Saco, they jump everywhere, those Atlantic sturgeon. And, you know, they're super protected, so you can't catch them. But they can knock you right out of a kayak and kill you.
Shut up. Really?
They're a mean fish, is what you're saying?
No, they're not mean. They just jump out of the water going after small bait. So when they jump out, if you're on a kayak, they hit you in the head, you can drown.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I wanted to know how the death occurred. Yeah. It's due to drowning.
It's due to getting hit with a flying.
Now we get into all the old wise tales.
They can get up to, I think, 13 feet, I read. That sounds crazy.
Okay, but an important distinction
there. Big old sturgeon.
If you're out in the ocean in a kayak and you can't swim.
You deserve it.
Then the sturgeon can kill you.
You're in a kayak.
Well, unless you get knocked out by the sturgeon.
We were out Cape Cod Bay last year, and there was this person in a kayak, and it was like, we're out far enough to where you could barely see the shoreline.
Sure.
We're thinking to ourselves, what effing moron would be this far out in a kayak? Like,
dangerous.
If something happens, like that old wives' tale where the guy got eaten by the well and then survived. Remember that guy?
Not a wives' tale. It actually happened. Whoa, he didn't get eaten. He was
just in the mouth.
Come
on, do the interviews. You know, like,
shark
you
attack,
deserve it.
Shark attack death in Australia yesterday.
They said the people witnessed the thrashing and just saw the guy screaming, and then they tried to get the drones.
I don't know. I think he was a diver, not a surfer.
Yeah, just said it just.
Yeah.
Blood everywhere.
Jeff in Nashua says he broke his back. Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Yep.
Did you step on your mother's crack? No, I mean.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
You're not.
Are you finished, Scott?
Yes.
All right. Well. Holy cow, I finished strong Friday in between Zoe's little pecker issue and the soft wood and the baseboards and trying to finish strong because Milliken's taking it on the chin. All of this stuff coming together is really quite a show. Yes, my back was actually broken. I had a bone spur that a chiropractor misread an x-ray on, and he pushed my spur into my spinal cord, and brutal. That was about 20 years ago, so it's not fun, obviously. Then married at first sight, Boston. Wow, T-Bone, it's like I have mixed feelings, obviously, because I wish he was on, and obviously he's not. But Chris, he got absolutely hosed. Absolutely hosed.
Thank you. You're backing me up on this. It's absurd. Oh,
Pastor Cal was absolutely disgusted with Ace. Am I right?
Absolutely. Ace, a.k.a. Alyssa.
She's terrible.
Yeah, terrible. I felt so bad for him that he got hosed on the show. How do you like Mark the Shark on the show?
I'm digging it. I like the people, but they don't necessarily seem to mesh.
He and I went to high school together.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a year older than me, but we went to high school together. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man.
I just found the shark attack video.
Oh, there's a video?
There's a guy standing there fishing, and then there's a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't see much, but you can tell it's a
ton of witnesses.
The sturgeon. That's the sturgeon from Revere Beach that is in the monitor behind your shoulder, Hardy. You can see the rope mark on his tail or her tail. I don't know. I don't know the sex of the sturgeon. But that's
a sturgeon eggs.
That's a real freaky looking fish right there.
That is.
That would scare the hell out of me coming across that on the beach.
Milliken's shouting something at me now. It has nothing to
do with it. Are we going to watch a shark attack video now? Is that what we're doing?
I hope not. I don't want to. I saw it once. That's enough.
It happened that close to shore.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, though, Fowler, Johnny on the spot here today with the videos and images. Really, really hitting a home run. He must be feeling good because T-Bone's off today.
Yeah.
Right? He's having a great finish to the week, a big finish strong Friday.
Well, his
Fowler.
Nemesis is gone for the day.
Yeah.
I'd feel good,
too.
Wow, it
looks beautiful there.
It does.
That looks like a great spot to go for a swim.
It's a nice place.
Minus the sharks and all.
Yeah.
All right, 617-779-0985. Fake promo should be epic today. Should be a good one. We've had some this week. We'll get to as many of your calls as we can get in coming up next, then the promos. Stick around.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Opinionated.
You like donuts? Nope.
And passionate.
We all know you're not the brightest bulb on the branch.
Okay? Brightest bulb on the branch?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's do it, Zoe. Ready?
We got a lot of calls.
Joey in Kingston on paint. Joey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Joey.
So, Zoe, I'm the same age as you. Do you take turmeric?
What are you talking about?
It's an anti-inflammatory.
No, I do not.
That's like a whatever.
Should I?
Some sort of herb or something.
Yes, you should. Yeah. Because, I get neck pain and pains and stuff like that.
Oh, it's a chiropractor.
It helps us, yes, because you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the chiropractor. I need to go. But just the turmeric, and make sure you take it with the, I'm going to say it wrong, curcuminum. Also.
Okay, yeah. It's like a root, right? Shave it down.
Yes, yes.
And why do you need to go to the chiropractor?
I'm just out of shape. I mean, just my joints and body's out of whack.
So it sounds like the turmeric or whatever it is
not working.
No, I knew you were going to say that. No, okay.
It just feels good when you go there.
Another thing, too, paint. And it does work. It's expensive.
Lead paint.
CBD.
What do you got on paint? You got anything on paint?
No. But one.
It said paint advice. What's going on back there, Hannah?
She thought CBD was a paint brand.
Are you serious?
What? Sorry. Can you repeat that? I wasn't listening.
Joey in Kingston said he had paint advice. Then he starts talking about, you know, herbal remedies.
That's not my fault. He lied to me.
That's right. That's right.
Nice.
I'll keep track next time.
Yeah, pass the buck.
I would. Good for you. Don broke his back. Maybe you should try turmeric. Don?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Don. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, howdy. You might like this. I fell out of a tree, fractured my neck and back in two places. In the town of Keaton. Know where the Kennedy School is in Canton?
Yeah.
Behind there.
What were you doing up in a tree in the Kennedy School?
I was one of those kids, well, hanging, 13 years old, in a tree with a bunch of my friends.
Oh, you're just climbing a tree.
Just climbing a tree.
Yeah, it's some good old school fun.
Oh, exactly. I was up about 45 feet. Oh, yeah, we were up there.
Oh, my
neck! We were up there. And I started coming down. My foot hit a dead branch and started coming down head first.
Jesus.
There was a kid down at the bottom of the tree who was bent over trying to take some logs away to be a joke. And I hit the back bottom of his back, which made me flip over.
Oh, how'd he end up?
He threw a bruise on his keister.
Oh. Yeah. I knew Hardy would like that story. He liked it a lot.
Well, I know. my daughter played soccer. I had games there on that field this past season.
Ryan's in Malden also suffered a broken back. This seems to be a common injury among our listeners.
Yeah, I don't want to lie. Like, I don't want to like the other listeners. I fractured my back, which is just almost as worse. I had some a-hole crashed into my buddy's car, and I happened to have been in the passenger seat. And it's the worst because my L1 and L2 are touching. They want me to do the surgery on it. I have radiculopathy of the spine. That's what they tell me I have. And they want to put a special type of concrete in between my L1 and L2.
No.
Yep.
Oh. Fuse it all together.
Exactly. And yeah. I'm in physical therapy right now, and it's just I'm trying to just get one day at a time, get through. It's hard. It's really hard.
Good luck, man.
Good luck.
There's nothing like
that. That sucks.
Thanks for listening.
My one of my buddies, I play golf with him. He's fine now. He's doing great. His back issues, right? He's got a leaky disc, right? Leaks out, and you know, irritates the nerve. He's been going to this guy that injects him with this fluid. Yeah. And you see, like, he showed me a picture of once it gets injected, it looks like he's growing, like, another backbone up there, right? And it takes a while for the fluid to dissipate and all that stuff. But he said that when he goes in for these treatments, he gets up off the table and can bend over and touch the floor. Like, it's immediate.
Oh.
But they're, you know, it's not the commonly practiced technique around, at least in this country.
I told you that. I used to get Toradol shots in the rear before every game.
Yep.
That's different.
Very similar.
That's
yeah.
just massive.
No, but like,
that is really.
Boom, clear.
Right.
Toradol, good for 3 hours.
Okay.
You're going to pay like hell five after.
But it's funny. That's the more common practice. Yeah. Just mask it. Yeah, just. Doesn't even mask it. You just won't care.
Doesn't mask it. It just makes you not worry about
it. Yeah,
you're going to forget about this. It's right, like, look in the light.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I have something that I have to tell Hardy. I'm not sure he's going to enjoy hearing it, but I don't know how I've forgotten about it to this point. 3 hours and 45 minutes into the show.
What?
I didn't want to text it to you last night. I wanted to tell you on the air.
Okay.
So let's talk to Nate and Waltham first. Nate, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I'm 27. I injured my spine 3 times, but it's going to have a good story in the end. The first time, though, I was 23, and, you know, I work with individuals who have aggressive behaviors, and, you know, he tackled me, and he crushed my spine and my lumbar, and then my doctors read me somebody else's MRI results over the phone, so I sat home for 7 weeks with no blood flow to my lower body, and all my muscles shrank, and I felt like I was dying. But Brigham and Women's fixed it up, 6 months of rehab, was good to go, got a promotion at a different place, happened again to my thoracic spine, 3 fractures, you know, did the rehab, came back.
God.
2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, in a different agency, this other resident headbutted me until I was unconscious and dragged my limp body around and crushed all the discs in my neck. But I found a new medicine called pregabalin.
Okay.
You ever think about a different line of work? I mean, nothing for nothing.
That sounds bad.
How big was the kid to beat the hell out of you?
I don't know. Get your back broken twice and then dragged around like a raggedy Ann for a third time?
Someone's got to do it, though. Someone's got to do that work.
After two times, I'd let someone else do it.
On a disability or something there.
What's that monkey that did that? Harambe? That had the kid? The kid fell in the...
Curious George?
No, the area. And they had to kill Harambe,
Dunstan?
Didn't they?
Dunstan checks in?
It just dragged... No. That's orangutan.
Oh. What are you going to tell me that I don't want to hear, Beetle?
So I don't know if it's real or if it's a joke, but I saw this tweet from Jackie Nichols yesterday, associate producer at Barstool. Mm-hmm. And I thought it might be a joke. And I don't know. I haven't listened to anything that she said about it, but she tweeted out.
Oh, I think I saw this.
Scoop was just told that Scorsese has agreed in principle to direct The Departed 2.
Yeah, so I saw this too, and then it doesn't have like a lot of responses to it or anything.
He doesn't like The Departed?
Well, how do you make a Departed 2? I think it's a joke.
It almost did have a sequel, by the way, going back years, where it had been discussed. I think Scorsese even admitted that, like in an interview once, that it was on the table. So that's why I'm like, wait, is it a joke? Because, you know, people died in the movie, and it's like, who's going to be in the sequel? But I just thought we'd play this for you today, especially with a caller from Wolf.
I have to say your vulnerability is really freaking me out now.
What if we got another one of those? Would you watch it? So if a Departed 2 came out, you'd have to watch it. We'd all have to watch it.
I can't stand The Departed. I've probably seen it in its entirety at least 10 times.
Really?
Oh, sure. That's it. Beetle, you know my favorite type of viciousness is informed viciousness.
That is true.
I can quote that movie to you in the parts that I hate the most. That's one of them.
What do you have there? Tic Tacs?
Oh, he's eating Advil like Tic Tacs.
Like a thing of Tic Tacs.
I'll be good.
Today's takeaways, the fake promos are lined up and ready to go. We'll get to it next.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay. Time for Fake Promo Friday, brought to you by Wake and 180 Weight Loss, the program which enabled Greg Bedard to lose 80 pounds so far. If you want to drop the weight like him, Sarge, Adriana, Cohen, and thousands of others have done it, more than 15,000, what's stopping you? Wake180weightloss.com. How many fake promos we have,
Marty? How many you got there, Milliken? You did this all by yourself.
Yeah, what do you got there, Millie?
We got eight.
Eight?
We got eight.
They're strong. I think they're solid. I didn't even send them to Tom, so you guys are the first people hearing them.
Why would you send them to Tom? He's not working
to get his sort of his verification.
He's not working today.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he looks over stuff. I'll start. Here we go.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Put this in a promo.
Bad day for the station yesterday.
Toucher and Rich, Zolak and Bertrand, Felger and Maz, Jones and Arcand, all a bunch of morons when it comes to the Celtics.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
That could be a real Sports promo. Hub. That could be an actual promo. We don't even need to be that. That doesn't need to be a fake one. Put it in a real one.
Don't have to fake it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Was the halftime show, and all those other people contributed in some fashion. Right?
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I was half bite.
Ah.
I was swallowing.
Ah.
Hey, Sleestack, what do you think about this?
Wow.
All right, that makes up for the first one. Good.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I couldn't even fire up the song.
I don't have time for that today.
I disagree. He is going below.
I don't have time. You know
what? A tiny bit of gay bashing.
Here's the problem.
Let him do this little homophobic rant.
I don't understand that.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, like, that was a mess.
Caller.
That was a mess.
But it was a caller who started in some really vile stuff. Who was it? Do you remember?
It was Paulie on Jake. Yeah, it was Paulie with his, who, by the way, he called back this week and said he will not be calling us until free agency. And
can you get that in writing?
I said, can you sign a contract and get his number banned? And then we can.
Promises, promises.
Yeah, we'll see.
He did tell me he will be listening every day still.
Oh, congratulations.
Does he?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, no, I mean, the dunks is the same. You don't want
to. No, it does in Florida. I digress.
I ain't it.
That tastes different in Florida.
You digress?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dunks does not taste the same in Florida.
Well, it's the water.
It's like chlorine in Florida. They're water.
Ew.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
So, Zoe, I know what killed Bob Saget. So the medical examiner's report said that he had taken Klonopin, which is like basically like Valium, yeah. Xanax type of thing.
Sure.
It's for like anxiety, seizures, panic disorders. So that could have caused the fall.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sound informed.
Seemed to know what she was talking about. No,
sure.
I didn't know you could like fall back, hit your head, and break the bones in the front of your face as a result. But it kind of makes sense. It's all one thing, kind of.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
They do say that the South doesn't lead the person when they leave the South. It's always
ingrained
in you. I think so. I mean, how many years did you spend in Detroit?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And so is Matthew Stafford.
I'll bring a little southern love here.
What's the saying?
Rams
house. What's the saying that they have about the South?
About the football players. What's the saying?
I don't know. What is it?
You just said it.
Oh, I don't know. I was just trying to make something up.
Oh,
yeah. You were?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was actual legitimate.
I thought that was Mark Twain or something.
Not twang.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Thank you, Lord Father.
Lord Vader. Sounds like I'm talking to you with my helmet on.
Nope.
Lord Helmet.
Nope. Give me that again, please.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
These don't have the Tom Touch. Yeah, we need the Tom Touch. I'll tell you, T-Bone's had a great day today, is what I would say. He's had a fabulous
day. Milken, you're doing fine. Bring it home with this one. Finish strong, buddy.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He's got a big tell. He can be an offensive line coach. We're going to run the power, and we're going to run the power until they stop the power. It's going to be a really excellent call.
You sound like Alec Baldwin doing Trump when you do Trump.
Yeah.
That's what you sound like. It's great.
Really, really, really. They looted. I mean, looted the line of scrimmage.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. May have been our most disappointing.
Oh, God. Don't do it.
We may.
You're going to do it to him?
No. Milken, good job.
If we did this 3 weeks in a row, we would consider scrapping fake promos.
Thank you, what that does?
That makes you want to be better, though.
Hannah, great job.
Thank you, Hannah.
Good job, Hannah.
Appreciate you being here.
Good job, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
He's so pissed right now.
He's so mad. He's going to carry this with him all weekend now.
You know that was bad. It's like Edgar Renteria go,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.